You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Michael Reggi on this Football Friday with you. And ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos. Straight from the source, right in Berea. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. All right, time for a little Friday forecast with our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs, stepping in.
Been waiting for this all week, Vic.
Oh, boy.
Gibbs.
Now, see, why you got to put expectations on it?
Bring it strong,
like
Gibbs. You always do.
Happy Friday, guys.
Yes, sir.
Same to you.
Question number one, who's the one rookie that has made the biggest impact in OTAs?
I think it's easy. It's got to be Terrence West, because most visible guy to watch him out there. The way he's run, the way he's seemed very naturally taking to this outside zone block scheme. It's that plant foot, it's that turn, it's that explosion into the hole, into the crease. He seems to have a good feel for that, an unusually strong instinct from a guy who is just playing this game, especially from a small school like Towson. And I've been impressed with that. I think when he runs, it's more like gliding than running. To see him in the open field, he has that second, third gear that he can kick to. And he's a big man. And that's the other thing, Michael. Maybe he's a guy who could stand to lose a few pounds just to make sure that weight doesn't ever become an issue for him this rookie season.
Vic, I know this. You automatically, you know how some guys you just gravitate to on a football field?
Yep.
He's one of them, and not because that he was so highly thought of by the Browns and drafted in the third round either. It plays with a purpose. He plays with a passion. I have to agree with you. I did spend a lot of time watching Joel Bitonio, as I mentioned earlier in the show. I was very impressed with Bitonio, but Terrence West is a guy that you lock in on and say, football player, give him the rock and let him do his thing. And I think the sky's the limit for this young man in this offense.
Question number two, guys. Do the Browns need to go out and get another wide receiver, or should they see how things play out with Josh Gordon and the rest of that wide receiving core?
Yeah, I think they're in a position where they've got to see how things play out. I don't know that they really can meaningfully address anything right now. They've done as much of what they can do to help themselves at the position, and granted, with Miles Austin, the question mark there. We heard from Nate Burleson early in the show. He's vowing to be out there by training camp. All of that sounds good, but let's see what really materializes with the health of these other players and how much of a suspension, if any, for Josh Gordon. We're assuming it's something, but yeah, as I sit here right now, I don't know, and I'm not sure, Michael, what you can do to help yourself there with what's available in June 6th.
Let it play out. We know, Vic, as always, there will be players that get caught in numbers games, as you and I have alluded to on the show today with Quentin Groves. There will be those that you, if you want to go down that road in early August, you can probably do that. Best thing to do, let it play out, see where they are. I don't feel that poorly about it right now. We all want Josh Gordon to be here. Let's see what Charles Johnson is able to bring. Let's see what Anthony Armstrong and Willie Snead are able to do as well. And next week is going to be a big week with that. Yeah. Earl Bennett. And, well, the veterans, sure, even the younger guys, but Earl Bennett along with hopefully Nate Burleson and Miles Austin as well. So let's let it play out, and I think that's the way the Browns are going to go.
Question number three, guys. What's one thing you're looking forward to seeing next week at the mandatory minicamp?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is just some level of offensive consistency. I'd like to see the offense close the gap a little bit. By now, they've seen a lot of what the defense is able to do in practice. The defense has led the way. Not uncommon for the defense to do that, by the way, in off-season programs or training camp practices for that matter. But I'd like to see the offense come around to where we're seeing more consistency. And I don't need to see the eye-opening plays like Johnny Manziel threw to Jordan Cameron on any regular basis. I just would like to see more of that sort of thing. Nathan and I were talking about this on the show, too, that the offense, when it does do things, they get them in chunk plays. But I'd like to see just a steadier version of even the non-chunk plays, just the chain-moving plays. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to do. This defense does not give the receivers much breathing room.
No, they really don't. I'm with you, Vic, closing the gap. I think that's a good way to put it offensively anyway. I'm going to look to see if Brian Hoyer is able to get under center in 11-on-11. Now, that might be a little bit optimistic, or it might be of precautionary that he's not. But let's see if that is able to happen for him. He's been pretty much exclusively out of the shotgun. I'm really going to be looking for, Vic, along your line of thinking, too, I'm always intrigued by red zone and goal line with the offense because it's new. It's got so many fluid moving pieces and parts from 1 to 11 along that offensive unit. So I'm going to look that a lot. And real quickly, guys, as well, we somewhat alluded to this, Vic and Gibbsy, the younger guys, not necessarily rookies, Armonte Bryant, Darius Eubanks, Johnson Bottomosi, Josh Aubrey, guys like this, you know, how are they going to notch their game up and rise to the competition level, and can they secure spots on this football team?
Question number four today, guys. Chicago, L.A., or New York? Which city gets the 2015 NFL draft?
My initial thought is it's going to stay in New York. Now, we know it can't be at Radio City Music Hall because it's booked for 2015 for some reason. April and May, unavailable, the time when the draft would be held. But Madison Square Garden is available during the windows of time in April, and one's a mid-April I guess that's two dates in the last 2 weeks of April, the two chunks of four-day periods that the league is proposing right now. I just think that logistically New York is going to make the most sense. That's where the league headquarters are. That's where all the communication system. And, yeah, they can pick up and take that show on the road. I know they're equipped to do that. But I think there's a factor about playing this thing in New York, or doing this thing in New York that fits. And also it's just the right place to unveil draft picks and let them kind of go on and enjoy the big city.
How about this, boys? The City of Angels, Los Angeles, as a precursor to a franchise coming back on the left coast. How about that, Gibbs?
I like it.
All right?
I like it.
Okay.
All right, final question today, guys, for all the horse racing fans out there. Big day tomorrow. Does California Chrome win the Triple Crown?
Yes, absolutely. I think California Chrome is... I don't know a whole lot about horse racing, but I know you got to be faster than the other horses. And he looks like he is just so damn fast. I don't know.
Notorious, you are such a tout. Why? Now that is great.
Because I've said it each time. I said, this is the Triple Crown. Finally, we've got a Triple Crown winner. And this is the only time I ever pay attention to horse racing, just like the casual guy. Yeah,
so
you
last
know, this time
affirmed
here.
36 years ago.
Yeah.
Gibbs and Notorious, because of that. Heck yeah. Hecky yeah. Let's
got his breathe right, his nasal strip on his nose and everything.
Doesn't matter.
So
it's been 36 years, Gibbs. 36 years.
I root for the sinus case.
Gibbs, 36 years since we've had a Triple Crown winner. Yes, indeed.
Nice.
California Chrome's got to get it done in New York.
Good. I like to hear that. Let's hope that's the case.
All right. All right. Well, we've got, we want to hear from you, by the way, if you want to dial us up at 216-578-0850. Got a little time for that. But we will get into your tweets that you've submitted to us at Browns_daily or to my Twitter handle at Vic Carucci or at Michael's at Michael Regi. We've got all of that and more ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.